Blog Talk Radio.
From the King James Version
of the Bible, instead it starts on a Friday evening, this time of day, and it ends around this time tomorrow on a Saturday, which is called a Sabbath day. We are to rest and keep it holy. I also ask that you keep having three P's ready and handy, just in case you want to write down something that I said. The three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil. I'm not too savvy enough to have technology that the young folks have, to notebooks or the notepads or whatever kind of gadget they have where they can take notes. I'm not smart enough to have that. And nonetheless, I want you all to read along with me in the book of Samuel, chapter 6. That's where I left off. And one of my sisters was wondering if I should go on, because my voice has changed. I have been stuttering a whole lot. And that's one of the ways that Satan attacks me. And I am stomping my feet on Satan. You're not supposed to attack me. I am doing what my father told me in a dream to do. Well, he told me to feed his sheep. And I did not want to be like Peter. Peter let the cock crow three times after Peter had denied him. But I don't want to tell my father no in a dream. So here I am. I'm trying to do what he told me to do. I don't care what Satan does to me. I stop Satan on my feet. You know, I am looking on the computer where it talks about Judges chapter 19. Well, I finished reading that, and I'm reading as much as I can. So when I am out sick, you will have something to go to listen to. Well, hopefully I will not make any mistakes like I have been doing. I've been talking badly, and I don't want to do that. So nonetheless, let's get started in reading where our Father has given his people to write, his prophets to write. Chapter 6 is where I left off as Samuel 1. 1 Samuel chapter 6. Let's read. And the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines, 7 months. And the Philistines called the priests and the dividers. Dividers are prophets, saying, "What shall we do with the ark of the Lord?" So I want you sheep to know that the Philistines have gotten the ark of the Lord. And now they want to give him back. And that's what this story is about. Let me read on so you know what it is about. You are smart. You understand, have your understanding. It's let me pick up on chapter 2. The Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, "What shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us herewith we shall send it to his place." And they said, "If we send away the ark of God to Israel," let me read verse 3 again. And they said, "If we send away the ark of God, send it not empty in the wise, but any wise return a trespassing offering, then we shall be healed, and it shall be known to us why this is not his remove well us." Let me read verse 3 again. Father, help me. Okay, I'm reading verse 3 again. And they said, "If we send away the ark of God of Israel, send it not empty, but anywise return him a trespassing offer, then we shall be healed, and it shall be known to you while his hand is not removed from you." And then said they, "What shall the trespass offering which we shall return to him?" They answered, "5 golden emeralds and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Palestine. For one was for you all, and one for your lords. Therefore you shall make images of your emeralds and image of your mice that marred is to spoil or to ruin the land, and ye shall give it unto the God of Israel." Pre-adventure, in another word, you can say perhaps he will then take lighten his hand offer you, and from your gods, and from your offering, your land, and then ye shall. Verse 6. "Wherefore then do you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and the Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he had wrought means wonderfully among them, and they did not let the people go, and they departed. Therefore, make a new cart and take 2 milk cows on which they have no yoke. Tie the cows, the clans to the cart, and bring their calves home symptoms from them. Take the ark of the Lord and lay it up. Verse 8. I just have to confess. Excuse me, sheep. Right now, I'm doing what the Father, my Father told me, and that is to feed his sheep. I'm doing the best that I can, and that may not be good enough for many of you. And if it's too bad, I will stop myself, because saints will be winning, and I do not want Satan to win, period. He has caused me enough hell on this earth, and that I'm just sitting back waiting for God to come and get him, to get the trickster or the liar or whatever he is, the terrible person from among us. Verse 8, and take the ark of the Lord and lay it on the cart, and put jewels of gold, which you return him for a trespassing offer, in a cart. A coffer is another word for chest, by the side thereof, and send it away, it may go, that it may go, and see if it goes upon the way of his own coast to Bethshemite. Then he has done this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us. It was a chance that happened to us. And the men did so, and took two milk cow kine. A clown, again, is cow, or a beast that gives milk, whatever beast it was. It could have been an ox. And tied them to the cock and set up their calves at home, and they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart, and the coffers. The coffer is a chest which the mice of gold and the images of their emeralds. And the kine took sight. I'm reading verse 12 again. And the kine took straightway of Bethshemesh and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned aside, and turned not aside to the right hand or the left. And the Lord of the Philistines took after them unto the border of Bethshemesh, and they of Bethshemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lift up their eyes and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it, and the cart, and the cart came into the field of Joshua, and Bethel Shemite and stood there while where they was. Let me read verse 14. I should not have said they. Satan has been messing with me, and that I'm stomping him under my feet, and you are stomping again and laugh at him too, because I'm trying much better than I was yesterday, and I know that I'm getting better tomorrow and the next day afterwards, and I will get better. I got sick because I refused to take these medicines. The doctor, after I got sick the first time, he gave me a bunch of medicine, 6 different pills to take, and I do not want to take any medicine, so I was not taking my medication, and here I am today with a speech impediment, and I just got worse and worse, but I started taking this medicine, and it's trying to help me out. Even though I don't want to take it, I have to take it so that I can get better. And the cut came into the field of Joshua, a Bethlehemite, and stood there where there was a great stone. And they cleaved the wood of the cart and offer the kine, I'm going to say cow, as a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the coffer, the chest. There's a coffer. There was in it. Wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Basemath offered burnt offerings and sacrifice. The same day unto the Lord. They sacrificed offering. That's what it's saying to sheep. Excuse me if I am belching while I'm trying to read this. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines saw it, that returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden emeralds which the Philistine returned for a trespass offering unto the Lord. And Ashdod won for Gaza won for Ashkelon won for Gath one, for Ekron one. So that was 5 offerings. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of Palestine, belonging to 5 lords, both best cities. Country villages were unto the stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which stones remain until this day in the field of Joshua the Bethshemite. And they smote the men of Bethshemite because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70 men. 60 plus 10. That's 70 men. Let me read that. More than 70. That's 50,070 men. And the people lamented. They cried or moaned. They grieved. That's what the lament means. Because the Lord has smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Bethshemite said, who is able to stand before the holy God? To whom shall he go up from us? Verse 21. And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kiriath-Jearim. I cannot pronounce that when I was not sick. I think you pronounce it Kiriath-Jearim, says the Philistines. Have brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down and fetch it up to you. Now I have read to you sheep. Chapter 6 and entirety. I hope you all got a good understanding from that. Now I will try to read chapter 7 to you all. I have 17 minutes left, so I might as well try to read chapter 7, and hopefully I will finish it. And the men of Kiriath-Jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it unto the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar to son to keep it. Well, when I read the word sanctified, Eleazar, he blessed him, the son, to keep it. They bless Eleazar, his son, to keep the ark of the Lord. That's what I'm getting from it. Let's read chapter 2. And it came to pass, while the ark abode, this stayed in Kiriath-Jearim. Let me spell that word out to you. If I can, Kiriath hyphen Jearim, Kiriath-Jearim. That the time was long for the Lord for 20 years, and all the houses of Israel lamented after the Lord. Lamented means cried or were grieved, along with other words. And Samuel spake unto the house of Israel, saying, if you return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Asherah from among you. Be prepared your hearts unto the Lord and serve him only. That's the first commandment. You serve the Lord for all your heart. I don't want to calm down. Excuse me, I start coughing, and sometimes I cannot stop. I was going to start reading at verse 3. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if you do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Asherah from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hands of the Philistines. And had the belt of dentistry. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Asherah and served the Lord only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel in this path, and I will pray. And let me say that over again. Verse 5. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out over the Lord and fasted on that day, and said, there we sinned against the Lord, and Samuel judged the children of Israel in this part. Verse 7, and when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together in Mizpah, the Lord of the Philistines went up against Israel and when the children of Israel heard it. If it's not one thing, it's another. My nose was running and tears coming out my eyes, but I am going to try to finish it. Let me start at verse 7 again. And the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together in Mizpah. The lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. and the children of Israel said to Samuel, "Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hands of the Philistines." That should not tell them to cease, because the Philistines were doing them wrong. For blowing my nose to the telephone. I missed verse 9. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering. Holy means fully unto the Lord, along with other words, entirely unto the Lord, or fully unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And Samuel was offering up the burnt offering. Let me read verse 10 again. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them. That means he confused them, or he frustrated them, and they were smitten by Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethkar. Excuse me again, sheep. I gotta blow my nose. And Samuel took a stone and set it front between Mizpah and Shan, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto has the Lord helped us." So the Philistines were subdued. That means they quit, or they were controlled, and they came no more until the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the city which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, even Ekron, even unto Gath, in the coast thereof Philistine. And let me read the verse 14 again. And the cities which the Philistine had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even to Gath, and the coast of Israel delivered out of the hands of the Philistines, as it says Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites, and Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in a circuit to Bethel and Mizpah. past. This circuit is like he tried to travel those three cities, Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah, and judge Israel in all those places. And he returned, and his return was to Ramah. This spell R-A-M-A-H. For there was a house, and there he judged Israel. And there he built an altar unto the Lord. I thank my Father for allowing me to read that much. I hope that your sheep got some understanding from that. My nose is running. Excuse me. See. For Tuesday, I want you to read chapter 8 and chapter 9, if you can, and if you will. I know that you can, because many of you are so smart. I have finished reading chapter 7. Again, I ask that you read Samuel chapter, that's 1 Samuel chapter 8 and 9. And Tuesday, I will try my best to come to you speaking better than I am now. I'm going to have a closing prayer with you all. Let me say that the person that called me the last time, I thought I had written down your number quite well, but I had not. I left the number off. I was going to call you back. I did not call you back. Maybe there was a reason for it. Perhaps God does not want me to talk with anyone. And as he has told me to feed his sheep, he does. Excuse me for bourbon and belching. Let's have a common prayer, as I said, and I pray that my Father will bless me to be back with you all Tuesday and speak it better. I look forward to talking over the phone next Tuesday. Let's have a closing prayer. Father, thank you for your protection day and night from the evil one and his hate. Thank you for all that you do for us, and make me be obedient to taking the medication that I have been prescribed. I don't want to. In your surest name, I say that prayer. Remember, in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. Also, I want you all to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play. I don't know if those things still exist. Purchase my nephew album, and that album, the song he has produced. He is graduating from Columbia College out of Chicago. He and his parents are playing with this album, and they are playing very well. thank you for listening to me, and I'll talk with you on that next time.
Salvation.